Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. We have had a tremendous week. I want to tell you that this has been a week where we can hold our heads up and walk proudly around the community. A devastating defeat for Whirlpool. On Tuesday, the people of Benton Harbor spoke loud and clear. 511 people voted yes for the income tax. 490 voted against it. They're still rather confused. These are people who don't have the knowledge and the wisdom to understand how important it is to circulate dollars into your community. They have no idea what it takes. You see, I would say most of them were Whirlpool supporters. They spent a lot of money. I'm talking about a $20 billion company, international, went up against the people of Benton Harbor. Spending money on ads. They even had ads on a black, on two, BET, ESPN, Oprah Network. They had spent money everywhere. Can hover for progress. They went beyond the call of duty. They had four times more signs than the resident of Benton Harbor. But what Benton Harbor had that they didn't have, we had people power. The people spoke loud and clear. They didn't stutter. They told the story. They went out and voted. Cold, cold day. But fortunate for us that the people walked, rode dollar rides, hitchhike rides, and went out and voted. We knew that we had an uphill battle. We knew that most of the working class people here in Benton Harbor supports Whirlpool Corporation, not because they work for Whirlpool, but because they want to be against the people. That's true. I knew that from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., we would have a very, very hard time. I knew that we couldn't win it if we didn't have a strong first half. And we had a tremendous first half. People was coming from everywhere, walking, riding, crawling. They had to get to the polls and vote. And they were prepared mentally to do whatever needed to happen. The newspaper, this fascist, paraphrasing newspaper, put it in the newspaper, but they didn't have no choice. It says Benton Harbor voters approve city income tax. It was a slap in the face of Whirlpool with all the dollars that they spent. They couldn't stop the residents of Benton Harbor going to the polls and voting yes on the income tax. City Commissioner Mary Alice said, "It's a blessing that I can get up in the morning and be joyful about getting some of our streets fixed in the near future." City Commissioner Mary Alice Adams said, "When contacted by phone after the result came in, the city commissioner passed a resolution in July stating that all money from the city income tax will go to fix roads, sidewalks, alleys, and for emergencies," which is so, so amazing. You cannot imagine the condition of the roads in the city of Benton Harbor. And let me say this, the struggle that has taken place recent years in Benton Harbor is a case in point, one that holds a number of lessons for the American people. The fight in Benton Harbor is a war. This is no conflict. This is the real deal. This is war. We're at war. The fight in Benton Harbor is a war, not a conflict. It's over whether Americans will have prosperity and democracy or live in poverty under the heels of open corporate rule. It was a major, major, major victory in the city of Benton Harbor on Tuesday, November 7th. I wasn't sure. All kind of ads on TV. They had signs everywhere. They had robocalling, using the dollars that they have to do this. Whirlpool Corporation took a beating yesterday. It was a beating for mankind. You see, that's what's important. Commissioner Adams said the city commission will put together before the month ends the city income tax oversight board, which is important. We must put together an oversight board to oversee and make sure it's used to improve the infrastructure of the city of Benton Harbor. The oversight board will consist of 9 members. That's right, 9 members. 2 residents, 2 non-residents, 2 business representatives, 2 non-profit representatives, and the mayor. The oversight committee will pass its recommendation to the city commissioners for their final approval. Start strategizing now. What streets do we first start with? When these funds start coming in, Commissioner Adams said, you have to understand how important it is. Whirlpool has over 4,000 employees, and less than 25 of them live in the city of Benton Harbor. That's right. They have 4,000 employees, and less than 25. It could be less than 20, less than 15. This is the way they have always rolled. We're talking about Whirlpool Corporation. I remember in 2004, 2005, 2006, we set up an international boycott against Whirlpool. And we were successful. There's nothing more important than challenging the power structure. Now, Whirlpool Corporation has control over, most of the time, most city commissioners, county commissioners, the courthouse, judges, prosecutors, you name it, they have control over them. They're calling the shots. Whirlpool even went to Detroit when I was president of the NAACP. Now, this is a corporation that makes washer and dryers, stove and refrigerator. They have a monopoly on all stoves and refrigerators, on all washer and dryers. I would say close to 74%. Of the washer and dryers and solar refrigerators are produced by Whirlpool Corporation. But they took the time out to go talk to Reverend Anthony and Yvonne White and a guy from Lansing named Gil. He was a police officer. They decided that they wanted Reverend Pinckney out of the NAACP. Now, I've never really been a friend of the NAACP because I thought the corporation had bought them out a long time ago. My biggest concern was, how do we fight the corruption inside the NAACP along with Whirlpool? Whirlpool told the NAACP that they will stop funding them if they did not get rid of Reverend Edward Pink. That's right. Whirlpool, Jeff knows, took a black man with them, Atterbury. He's a Reverend Atterbury. Tom, he could get the Tom of the Year Award. At Hightower, he also part of that. They'd be 1 and 2 in the Tom of the Year Awards. But those are the two blacks, him and a guy named Marcus Robinson. These guys working with Whirlpool against the people. Hightower was mayor at that time. He has been defeated by a landslide. Atterbury ran also. He was defeated. And then you have Marcus Robin, who been ran out of town by Whirlpool. Jeff Knowles and his gang. We are really, 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 really having what I would call a great, great week. You know, when you think about tremendous victory, you know, you start looking to the future. City Commissioner Juanita Henry said, the income tax is just a start. This is a win-win situation for the people of Benton Harbor. And I'm saying this. This is a lose-lose situation for Whirlpool Corporation. Benton Harbor joins 22 other cities in the state of Michigan that levied a city income tax, with Ionia being the last city, the very last city to do so. Yes, that is correct. The very, very last city.
Let me call you back.
And we're doing all the things that need to be done. And we're right on point in understanding how important this situation is and to the people. That's the important thing, because you got to remember how important it is. You see, when the Benton Harbor residents proposed that the city enact this referendum, a 1% income tax aimed really at the corporations in the city who is not paying. We don't have people here in Benton Harbor, these companies that work that operates here in Benton Harbor. We do not. They do not pay any taxes at all. Now they're trying to figure out a way how they cannot do anything. They want to decrease everything. We got Harbor Shores here, which is part of Whirlpool. Do not pay any taxes. And this whole income tax thing is aimed at Whirlpool, because those 4,000 employees with less than 25 living in the city of Benton Harbor need to pay something for the damage of our roads, our infrastructure. So we have decided that we're going to levy a 0.5% tax on these 4,000 people to help solve the city of Benton Harbor crisis infrastructure. But here's the deal. Whirlpool and the former mayor, James Hightower, last night they worked hard to defeat the measures through a massive misinformation of lies in a campaign. Nobody will believe what is happening today. We are a city that now begins to understand who's the enemy here. Whirlpool has been the enemy of this city for over 40 years. Now it's time for me, for us, to come together, stand together, and build this city up. We have to do what we have to do. Whirlpool Corporation has destroyed our schools. They normally have their people in place to make sure that our children do not learn anything. But I want to say that I'm even excited about the possibility of the school board election. Well, once again, the people will speak. We have to find the right candidates to come in and do what needs to be done. We are on a roll right now. Do not see us for 1 second stepping back and allowing them to continue to pound us. Normally, the city elected official gave Whirlpool whatever they wanted. They didn't care what it was. They gave them whatever they wanted, regardless of whether it hurt the residents of Benton Harbor or not. It didn't matter to them. Only thing they cared about, getting what they can from the residents of Benton Harbor. Here's what they did. See, they built a new office here in the city of Benton Harbor. They took a street. That was not in the agreement. They just took the street from them because most of the time the elected official normally say nothing when Whirlpool do things. They take whatever they want. They're like bullies. They've been bullying the residents of Benton Harbor for years and nobody said nothing. I've been fighting them and fighting them and fighting them. You see. And people have to understand the struggle that has taken place in Benton Harbor. Because they're trying to drive the residents of Benton Harbor completely out of here. They're doing everything they can. This is a situation where we have to move in a different direction. But we have to stand together and fight back. It's not difficult. It's not difficult. It is something that we can do if we learn to stand together against them. This was a major victory for the people of Benton Harbor. And like I said earlier, we don't get too many victories, especially dealing with someone like Whirlpool Corporation, who controls everything in this community. There's nothing they don't control. And I'm talking about the court system is so bad, they've been sending people to prison 3 and 4 at a time just to please Whirlpool, because their goal is to drive the people completely out of the community. That's the number one goal. And they've been successful. People have been fleeing the city of Benton Harbor like never before. And here's the thing. Benton Harbor has the fourth largest prison population in the state of Michigan. That's right. And we have less than 10,000 people in the city of Benton Harbor. If you are a person of color, you commit a crime, or if they claim you committed a crime, you got a great chance of going to prison. Especially when you have law enforcement, like we have here in Barron County, where no woman is safe from the sheriff's department deputy or being harassed sexually. That's right. We have this keen trail. He was a deputy. He was related to the sheriff, Bailey. And what they did, they told him that he was in trouble. He was out soliciting prostitutes or something called Backpage. I have no knowledge what that is. If you ask me about that, I would have no knowledge about it. He used Backpage to solicit people. When they got out of jail, when the female got out of jail, chemtrail will get their address off the computer at work and try to locate them in the community and then try to buy sex from them. The only way he got caught, the girl told, which was a good thing, and say he had even threatened her. We're living in a time where you have to get the evidence to support what you're saying. And that's what I did. I went out and got the evidence. When I say evidence, I mean evidence. I went and got the deposition, transcripts, everything. So when I talk, I know what I'm talking about. We also have this guy, McGrew. Now, the girls will be in, be in jail. He would give the girls the key to the police car to drive. Can you believe this? These are all white girls now. Nobody black. He would take them down so they can watch the police car and give them the keys to drive. Here's the keys. Go get that car. Go do this. Go do that. They had a set of keys to the car. And they're in jail. And then here what he used to do. As they washed the car, he would rub himself up against them. Freak he is. Freak he is. These are all drug addicts. And that's what he went after. That's what the sheriff's department go after. These guys make these girls dance inside the elevator, buck naked, all kind of stuff. This guy was doing everything. And when I read this deposition on him, I said, wow. I said, this is not going to turn out for the people in Benton Harbor. See, but as long as you law enforcement, remember this, if you law enforcement, you can get away with this stuff. You can get away with this stuff. You can get away with sexually harassing women all day if you law enforcement. Don't be black. Long as you white and you're doing this, you can get away. Don't worry about going to jail. Even the commissioners, when I went over there with the deposition to talk to them about why have nobody been arrested, why have nobody gone to jail, and this guy, Kenyon Trail, now listen to this. They decided that he had to leave the sheriff's department because the girl, they had caught him on Backpage, they had a picture of him and everything. They gave him another job in Barron County. Commissioner, the Barron County Commissioner gave him a job on the Barron County Road Commission, a higher paying job. So he gets promoted for sexually harassing women. Shame, shame, shame. That's all I can tell you. This is a shameful act. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. Now, let me move on because we don't have too much more time. But I want to talk about the young man. Now, Benton Harbor is a city that we don't get a lot of victories. That's why the income tax was so important. But we had one cop who was trained by the Barron County Sheriff's Department to plant drugs on people. He planted drugs on over 300 people. Yeah, you heard it correctly. He was the cop of the year for the whole state of Michigan. They honored this guy. But I had told them that he was planting drugs on people. Oh, no, he's just catching them. They knew he was doing wrong. But here's the catch. This guy was planning a drug raid on somebody. He'll call this prosecutor. She would call the judge and get a warrant a bogus warrant. Now, they all in this together, the judge, the prosecutor, and this cop, who's also being trained by the sheriff's department to plant the drug and make a false police report. That's right. That's what he was doing. So all these people working together against the residents of Benton Harbor. See, I told you earlier, we don't get many victories because we have nowhere to go. We can't go tell the FBI. See, they're not going to listen to black people. But the only way this guy got caught, he made one crucial mistake. He thought he was above the law. So he's going to go and beat up a white guy in St. Joe. See, remember this. They protect their own. They're going to do everything in their power to protect one of them. And I'm sitting there, I'm listening to all this, and I'm reading his deposition, how he was telling on all of them. He said they all was part of it. They all do this. He said it's no secret how corrupt Barron County Sheriff's Department is. And I'm telling the people, the Sheriff's Department is in shambles. I know you're going to give them a free pass. You are going to give them a call. It's law enforcement. So whatever they do is okay. They can molest women. They can plant drugs on people. They can get phony warrants from judges, have judge and prosecutor working together to give out phony warrants to arrest people. And nobody says nothing. We're living in a time where the people have to stand up. I got a lot of love for the people in Benton Harbor who took the heavy lifting yesterday, the heavy lifting to get things done. But look, I only got a minute or so left. I just want to tell everybody, I'm going to thank everybody for listening. I'm going to thank everybody for uploading the show, but I have to finish this on another day. I'm looking at Friday. That's correct. I'm looking at Friday, November 10th, I believe it is. November 10th, I will be back at 11 o'clock. I want to thank everybody for listening. And it was a major, major victory for the people of Benton Harbor. Benton Harbor, Benton Harbor, Benton Harbor, all up in here. I really, 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 really is feeling good about the victory for the people of Benton Harbor. And like I said, we don't get many. But remember, the struggle that has taken place in Benton Harbor is a case in point, one that holds a number of lessons for all Americans, not some, all Americans. So let's stand up, salute the people of Benton Harbor for coming out and voting. And I just want to thank each and every one of them. And on that note, I'm going to say thank you, and goodbye.